Hey guys, it's Zara at the mic, and welcome to the 6th episode of Global Groove, the show where politics get spicy beyond the West. I'm here to talk about the big moves, the small wins, and everything in between, from the streets of Sao Paulo to the corridors of Beijing. That's right, forget the usual political snooze fest. I'm diving into the stories you won't find in your typical Western headlines. If you're new here, go check out my podcast explaining everything that happens in Mozambique leading up to the elections and protests. For the others who have already listened to it, welcome back. Glad you're here. All you have to do is just buckle up and enjoy the ride. Here's what happened last week. Mozambique saw a politically charged inauguration when Daniel Chapo was sworn in as president. What should have been a unifying moment quickly turned into a spectacle of division. Opposition parties including Renamo and MDM boycotted the ceremony, and former president candidate Mondlane led protests against Chapo's legitimacy. Tensions were so high that police fired shots to disperse crowds, highlighting the deep rifts in the country. Despite Chapo's promise to restore patriotism, his leadership is being challenged, with protests still brewing at the international community, largely absent, leaving many wondering if he can truly unite the nation. Today, I want to focus on another crisis happening in Mozambique, to help you all understand why the protesters are so fired up. I'm talking natural disasters, food insecurity, and a whole lot of uncertainty. I know this sounds heavy, but stick with me because I'm going to break it all down, and I promise I'll make it interesting. So grab your coffee or your tea or whatever you're sipping, and let's dive in. All right, so let's talk Cyclone Chido. You might find this name familiar. This is the same cyclone that left Mayotte in ruins. What some people forget to mention is that it didn't stop there. The first thing that comes to mind when I hear about cyclones is devastation. And that's exactly what Chido brought when it hit Mozambique on December 15th, 2024, around 8 months after the presidential elections. We're talking Category 4 winds. This is winds gusting up to 260 kilometers per hour. 260! That's like the speed of a plane in a hurricane. And guess what? The devastation didn't stop with the winds. Flooding, heavy rain, and as you might guess, a lot of infrastructure was either severely damaged or completely wiped out. We're talking roads, school, health facilities. Stuff you'd usually rely on during a crisis. But here, it's all gone. Poof. Communication blackouts, no power, no clean water. Just an overwhelming sense of uncertainty for a country that's already been through so much. And here's the kicker. Just a year earlier, Cyclone Freddy hit Mozambique. And it wasn't just a little storm. Freddy caused massive damages in provinces like Zambezia and Maputo, killing dozens, displacing thousands, and leaving a trail of destruction. Now, we've got Cyclone Chido adding to the already mountainous pile of problems. So, you're probably thinking, what's going on with the government? Why is Mozambique hit with this 1-2 punch of political unrest and natural disasters? Well, let me tell you. The political situation is messy, but what makes it even worse is the global context, climate change. Mozambique is one of the most vulnerable countries to climate change. It's like a punching bag for global warming. Floods, droughts, cyclones, heat waves, they're all coming at full force, and Mozambique just keeps taking the hit. So, what does that mean for the people living there? A huge part of Mozambique's population is feeling the direct effects of these recurring crises. Right now, 1.8 million people in Mozambique are food insecure, meaning they don't have enough to eat. And that's just from October to March. 1.8 million. Just let that sink in. Now, picture this. Drought, cyclones, flooding, and food insecurity. It's a lethal combo. In fact, they say almost 3.3 million people could be food insecure by March 2025. Can you imagine trying to survive on what you can scrounge together with no steady supply of food or clean water? This crisis doesn't end there, though. Mozambique has been dealing with a cholera outbreak. And because of the ongoing unrest and natural disasters, the situation isn't being monitored the way it should. It's like a snowball effect, one disaster piling on top of the other, and with the US ODA, Overseas Development Assistance, going down, Mozambique's ability to respond is getting even more strained. But here's the thing, Mozambique is resilient. Despite all this, despite the weather, the politics, and the poverty, Mozambicans are finding ways to survive. Local communities are coming together to help each other, NGOs are pushing hard to get aid to those who need it, and the country's fight isn't over. Now, let me go back to talking about the political unrest. Here's an interview I had with Violette, a student from the Mozambican French school in Gustave Eiffel. Hey Violette, let me ask you a few questions about Mozambique. How have the recent protests and political tensions affected your daily life, both at school and at home?
So at the moment now, everything is kind of over in a way. The protests are done. But in terms of like political tensions, you can see it like really well in a way because of like work, people, they don't get paid. There's still a lot of militaries in the streets. More policemen than before the situation. So when it was really bad last year during Christmas, some people got killed by the military and policemen. I wasn't at home for that reason. I was in South Africa. So it didn't affect me much, but I did feel a certain like fear for the people that were still in Mozambique, and even for me when I was about to come back.
Have you noticed any discussions about politics in your school? How do students and teachers talk about the protests and the government?
Now we talk less about it because nothing's happening, but like during that time, it was kind of the only thing we talked about. But we talked about like seriously with maturity, and with the teachers, it was really chill. Like they told us their opinion, not too much also because there's a certain limits that things that they can't say and that we can't say or whatever. But talking with other teachers, it was really chill. And even them, they wanted to know our opinion about the situation. So it was really nice to interact with them about that situation.
Do you or your family feel safe during this period of unrest? Have there been any disruptions to business, transportation, or daily activities in your area?
With my family, it's not that I did not feel safe, but sometimes it was kind of scary because when we came back to school, we did school, online schooling, and we heard like every day there was the helicopter. We heard it for the whole day. And it was not scary, but it was just, of course, like annoying. And also we would hear the cars of the police. So it's not that I did not feel safe, but it was just disturbing to really, I guess, it made me realize this is like really happening. And even before when it started and it was really bad, we could hear sometimes some gunshots far away. So that was scary. And there was this thing where a bunch of criminals escaped from prison. And I think that's like, that really scared me. Because like they were going crazy and they don't have anything to lose, so they would break shops and steal stuff from houses, from cars. So that moment, that part of the situation was really scary. But now everything is in a way over. We still see it, the effect that it had and has on the Mozambican people. So yeah, it was a really rough, and still is rough, time for us and the locals, and yeah.
Now, I want to leave you with something to think about. The next time you hear about Mozambique, whether it's in the news or just a passing mention, remember that the strength of the people there. It's easy to get caught up in the numbers, the headlines, and the doom and gloom reports, but real people are living through this, and they're fighting back. That's it for today's episode. Thanks for tuning in. As always, make sure to follow us for more updates. You can find us on Instagram at LFBRepRadio and hit up our website at www.radiolfb.net. Don't forget to share your thoughts and let's keep this conversation rolling. Until next Monday, keep that groove going, stay curious, and stay bold. Here's Small World by Mac Miller to start your weekend right.
Yeah, yeah. The world is so small till it ain't. Yeah. I'm building up a wall till it break. She hated when I call and it's late. I don't wanna keep you waiting. I hope I never keep you waiting. Yeah. I think I know it all, but I don't. Why you always at the mall when you're broke? Yeah. And I just wanna ball, maybe dunk, but I never been tall. Yeah, I might trip, I never fall. God knows I came close.
Don't try this at home.
I know I probably need to do better. Fuck whoever, keep my shit together. You never told me being rich was so lonely. Nobody know me. Oh well, hard to complain from this 5-star hotel. I'm always in a rush, I've been thinking too much. But keep it on the hush, no one need to know, just us. That's really all it takes. We don't need nothing but today, 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 today. The world is so small, till it ain't, till it ain't, till it ain't, till it ain't. I'm building up a wall, till it break, till it break, till it break, till it break. She hate it when I call, and it's late, and it's late, and it's late. I don't wanna keep you waiting.
I don't wanna keep you waiting.
I hope I never keep you waiting.
I hope I never keep you waiting. Waiting, 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 waiting.
Playing till I'm out of moves. No need for shame, I get more peace at slow speeds. Go beat the game, young control freak. It's cold in my veins, I'm below freezing. Snow season
made me.
They know that I so need my space. Don't wanna grow old, so I smoke just in case. She say that I glow below the waist, and the stroke is just so PGA. All I got is little bit of space and time, drawing shapes and lines of a world we made. Tomorrow may be right around the corner, but I swear it's gonna be worth it if I make it wait. There's somewhere above you, keep reaching up. That's really all it takes. We don't need nothing but today. Today, 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 today. The world is so small, till it ain't, till it ain't, till it ain't, till it ain't. I'm building up a wall, till it break, till it break, till it break, till it break. She hate it when I call, and it's late, and it's late, and it's late. I don't wanna keep you waiting,
I don't wanna keep you waiting.
I hope I never keep you waiting.